Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School. Now I'd like to discuss what executive function skills are. Ellen Galinsky is a researcher and chief science officer at the Bezos Family Foundation and past president of the NAEYC, which stands for the National Association for the Education of Young Children. If you want to know and understand how children learn and how to promote engaged learning, do read her book, Mind in the Making. According to her, there are 7 essential skills every child needs, and these are not skills that children just pick up. They need to be fostered. These skills are called executive function skills and help manage thoughts, actions, and emotions to achieve goals. Why are they important? They're important because higher executive function skills have been linked to success in school and life, health and wealth in adulthood, and essential for future success. Now, what are they? They are focus and self-control, which includes paying attention, exercising self-control, remembering rules, and thinking flexibility. One needs to foster this as early as preschool. The second skill is perspective taking, which is empathy, understanding what others think and feel. The third essential skill is communicating, how to speak to be understood. That's an important skill which needs to be fostered. Fourth, making connections, figuring out what is the same, what is different. Creativity is fostered actually by fostering children to make unusual connections. The fifth skill is critical thinking, teaching children to analyze, reflect, and evaluate information. The sixth skill, which is something that doesn't come naturally to parents, is helping children or encouraging them to take on challenges. Children who take on challenges instead of avoiding or simply coping achieve better in school and in life. And the seventh skill is self-directed engaged learning. Do not enable children. Do not do everything for them, because all you're doing is you are limiting their learning. That is something that most South Asian parents do not make the connection. They continuously enable them. They write their essays. They do everything for them. And it's just a false sense of achievement for you. But the child actually has learned nothing. Self-directed engaged learning is fostered by encouraging students and children to set goals and strategies for learning. Children are much better prepared to adapt, to take challenges, and to succeed if they are allowed to learn on their own from very young. I'd like to end today's podcast by sharing some tips about promoting self-directed, engaged learning. First, help children establish trusting relationships that promote learning. Help children set and work towards their goals or wishes, beginning with an exploration of what interests them. Involve children in learning in ways that draw on their social, emotional, and mental capacities. Help elaborate and extend children's learning by stretching their thinking and offering new experiences and information that builds on their interests. Help children practice, synthesize, generalize, and discuss learning to bring together different ideas, and help children become accountable for their learning by creating safe spaces where they can learn in ways that build on their strengths. Thank you for listening to Decoding Education. If you want to listen to past podcasts, do visit Cedar Hill Prep School and the Decoding Education link to access all the previous podcasts. Looking forward to you listening to Decoding Education next Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m.